first. If we had children, I would be active in their lives, and I would seek out relationships with other godly men to hold me accountable. And through God's grace, that's exactly what I've been able to do. We don't have a perfect marriage. Is there really such a thing? But I can honestly say Sharita is my best friend, and at the risk of sounding arrogant, whenever I have had to choose between an important business meeting or trip and an important family event, about 98% of the time I've chosen family. Despite the challenges of running a company, I try to set aside some time each day to listen to my kids, giving them my full attention. And I've been blessed with some very good friends who meet with me, pray with me, hold me accountable, and give me encouragement when I need it. I saw what didn't work in my own family and decided early on that I wouldn't make the same mistakes. But it doesn't just happen. I've had to be intentional about all of this, because in the world we all live in, this huge gravitational pull tries to separate us from what we consider to be most important to us. Ironically, it's often the good things that get in the way. Church, school, civic responsibilities. Think about it. If you ask someone what's most important to him, he'll tell you it's his family. As we wait for a connecting flight in an airport, we pull out pictures of our children and tell stories about soccer games and spelling bees. And I truly believe that on the surface at least, or in our intentions, we all highly value our wives and children. I've yet to hear a man tell me he hates his wife and wants to get as far away from his children as possible. Sadly, many people who truly love each other are contributing to 60% divorce rate in America. I recall talking to a guy who was in such turmoil over his marriage. "I think I'll just move out and get my own apartment," he said after earlier acknowledging that he still loved his wife. He just felt it would be too hard to repair the relationship. And like so many men, he felt the best way to handle his problems was to try to escape them. I urged him to hang in there and work things out, because I knew his solution was a cop-out, and that it would not only hurt her, but later would hurt him as well. I reminded him what the Bible teaches us about difficulties in marriage. For better or for worse, today may feel like the worst for you, I concluded, but leaving is not an option. Good advice. But just telling someone to hang in there doesn't always work, and that's why I'm writing this book. Even if you believe you have a pretty good marriage, you can't just leave it on autopilot and hope for the best. When you don't pay attention to details at work, things go south pretty fast. And the same thing happens in marriage. That's why we're usually shocked to learn that a couple we know pretty well is headed for divorce court. They seem to really love each other, and probably did, but drifted apart because they made other...